How a New Jersey telephone company employee used to wear a gas mask to protect herself from her co-workers' cigarette smoke. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, it's confirmed now the fancy gift company Tiffany is being purchased by the Louis Vuitton people, LVMH, in a deal worth $16 billion. This still needs to be approved by Tiffany shareholders. Theo Leggett is a business reporter with our partner newsroom, the BBC.
Tiffany & Co. was established in 1837. Its fame owes a great deal to its flagship store on New York's upmarket Fifth Avenue, and that store's inclusion in the 1961 film Breakfast at Tiffany's, starring Audrey Hepburn. LVMH is the world's largest luxury goods group, owner of brands such as Christian Dior and Tag Heuer. It's controlled by the billionaire Bernard Arnault, France's richest man. LVMH said the takeover would strengthen its position in the jewellery market and further increase its presence in the United States. Analysts say the deal may help to revitalize Tiffany's brand, which is seen as having lost some of its cachet with younger buyers.
That's the BBC's Theo Leggett. Now, it is Thanksgiving week, and turkey prices are the lowest they've been in a decade. The cost of a 16-pound bird is down 4% from last year, $1.30 per pound, according to the American Farm Bureau. But that's an average price, and you know about averages. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, it doesn't tell you a whole lot about what you yourself may end up paying.
One of the biggest factors that affects the price of turkey, where you're buying it. John Newton is chief economist at the American Farm Bureau.
We have turkey prices in some parts of the country at around 40 cents per pound. And then obviously in other parts of the country, you know, it's closer to $2 or $2.50 per pound.
Here in Manhattan at a nearby Whole Foods, a fresh turkey costs $3.49 a pound. Around the corner, a butterball is going for $2.19. But throughout most of the country, stores are offering pretty hefty discounts. In a lot of cases,
they're offering them out sharply below the wholesale values.
That's Russell Whitman, who tracks poultry prices at Urner Barry. Those wholesale prices stores pay for turkeys have been rising, both for frozen turkeys packed earlier this year and fresh turkeys slaughtered in the last few weeks.
The values that the retailer paid this year were undoubtedly above last year, no matter what you're speaking about.
Whitman says for stores, the hope is that customers will spend more on other items, even if the store is selling turkey at a loss. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
We're also following news today that regulators in London have decided not to extend Uber's license to operate in that vast city. The transport authority there says it is a safety issue with too many unauthorized drivers still. Uber will stay in London pending a three-week appeals process. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE index in London up 0.8%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 2 to 3/10 of a percent range. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is at 1.79%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
It's 1964 when the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Luther Terry, makes the health case that smoking kills. That in itself does not change the culture. Smoking goes down for a bit that year, but edges back up in 1965 once the headlines go away. University of Virginia history professor Sarah Mylove has a new book out called Cigarettes, A Political History, that explores the fascinating coalition of forces that led us to the smoke-free workplaces and public places of today. The anti-smoking movement leveraged public policy, a business case, science, the law, and fought local, including a woman in College Park, Maryland, who started a group out of her home called GASP, the Group Against Smoking Pollution. Mylov shares just a few of these stories with us.
GASP began when a woman named Clara Gowen, who lived in College Park, Maryland, got together with some of her girlfriends and thought, we do not smoke ourselves, but we leave out ashtrays in our home. So together, we are going to remove ashtrays from our home. Clara and the other women who launched GASP knew that they'd be violating a social norm. Maybe they'd be seen as bad hostesses. Maybe they'd be seen as needlessly confrontational. They had to shore up support among each other. And to do so, they founded a group and they spread news of their group using the mailing list of the Lung Association. And within a year, they sent over 500 new chapter kits to groups all around the country.
There's a New Jersey woman who worked for the telephone company who fought the company for the right to work in a smoke-free environment. She was particularly allergic to cigarette smoke. Donna Shemp, was it?
In 1975, Donna Shemp was a customer service representative at New Jersey Bell, which was the forerunner to what is now Verizon. And she had a tobacco allergy, a very severe one. She worked in a very smoky office. She actually resorted to wearing a gas mask, can you believe it, as a customer service representative. And the company doctor ordered her to stay home until her managers found a more hospitable place for her to work. Now, she probably thought she'd be home for just a couple of days, but days turned into weeks, which must have been a sign to her that New Jersey Bell was not going to cooperate with her doctor's orders or make life very easy for her.
She wins her case ultimately. Now, given the cultural change, regulatory change, legal change in the last 30 years, some smokers these days feel shunned, ostracized. Do you think that was an unintended consequence? Or to some extent, was this a strategy to recast smokers as outside the norm?
I think it was both. So you look at somebody like Donna Shemp, who after she won her case, she went back to work. And after she basically launched an after-hours consultancy and offered her services as a consultant to big businesses to construct smoking restrictions at work. And part of the argument she made and management found persuasive was essentially that smokers were expensive workers, that they took too many breaks, that they were costly to insure, that they got sick a lot. And so it was part of the strategy of the non-smokers' rights movement at work, the business case against smoking.
University of Virginia history professor Sarah Mylov is author of the new book, The Cigarette, A Political History. Dr. Mylov, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And at Marketplace.org, we have more of that conversation, including lessons Dr. Mylov draws from the anti-smoking fight for other movements, including combating climate change or ridding workplaces of predatory bosses. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.